Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.
All right, so there's a new chicken place in town that I've been really excited to try. As most of you may know, that I'm a fried chicken king. That would be like number one on my list of favorite foods.
It's annoying to me because there's still a huge lineup and it's the same parking lot as my gym. You know what I mean? So it's always packed. There's nowhere to park. I'm like, when's this hype going to die down? Apparently never.
Jollibee, right? Jollibee?
I say Jollibee. Is that wrong?
Yeah, I think that's right. Which is really popular in Asia, specifically the country that it originated in, which is the Philippines. And you can get like fried chicken and spaghetti as your side, which I think is rad.
It's like a different kind of spaghetti.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't tried it yet because the lines have been too long.
It's like next level spaghetti.
There's some people that are going out of their way to get fairly crafty with their side hustle, though. A couple girls have announced that they're willing to stand in line for you for $15 an hour because it's still like an hour and a half lineup is what I heard.
So Marielle and Ivana are both 19 years old. They live here in Edmonton and they're trying to make some extra cash because they're going to Calgary this weekend.
Expensive trip.
Well, maybe. Who knows? If they like food, maybe they're stopping. They got to stop at Pete's Drive-In.
That's right.
You know? So on their way out of the city, they're stopping for Jollibee. And there's people in Calgary that are asking for them to deliver it to them. They're charging people $15 an hour to stand in line for them. They posted this on Edmonton Marketplace.
Yeah.
And there are six people that have reached out.
Okay, I get it. This is why the lineup's so long. These two chicks are going up there and saying, yeah, I'll take 165 pieces. Then you got to wait an hour and a half just for them.
It's true. But I think it's brilliant. What an amazing way to make some extra cash.
So do they just put it in a cooler and take it down to Calgary?
They must.
It gets cold by the time it gets down there.
Yeah, and then you just reheat it. I mean, if it's people in Calgary that have tried it before,
yeah,
they don't care.
Pretty good side hustle. Are they charging for gas mileage to get it down to Calgary too? Probably.
I'm not sure, but they're saying if you want it delivered to you, it costs an extra $6 here in Edmonton.
Which is a smoking good deal.
Well, $15 an hour to wait in line. If it's an hour and a half wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're paying about $30 or so.
Plus how much the food is.
Plus the food price. I just think these women are hilarious.
Yes. We also wanted to ask you what crafty way you've made a little extra money on the side.
Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
What's your side hustle? You've tried to get really big into Kijiji sales.
Yeah,
but mark everything too high and nobody buys anything from you.
Well, and then when the odd person was interested, I didn't trust them. I'm like, what do they really want from me? I don't want them to know my address. I'm also lazy to meet them somewhere in the city. So then I would just ghost them. So I was like the worst salesperson ever.
Skeptical, lazy, and overpriced. Yeah, you're not going to do well selling things online for that.
That's also my bio on Tinder.
Awesome. This side hustle from Jess says, my man builds shelves for inside ball bags, which is so smart.
What? How does that work? Isn't it a bag?
Yeah.
Like a loose?
No, there's big backpack style versions.
Okay. Yep.
And I get it. I was looking for something in my ball bag yesterday and it took me half an hour. If I would have had shelves in there, it would have taken me 1 minute. 780-784-7107. This text says, in high school, I wrote history papers for other students. I charged a lot and I guaranteed an 80% or better. I think teachers are ever onto that. Like Dale does not use punctuation this well. Who wrote this for him?
And then you're looking around your classroom like, which one of these people is wearing really expensive glasses right now?
In university, I had a number of friends, I guess, that didn't have the courage to tell a guy that they weren't incredibly interested. So they would have me go on their dates with them as like the third wheel to kind of be a buffer for the situation.
Okay.
So I started charging them like, hey, you're going to have to pay for my transportation and my food. So I'm not just showing up to this and getting nothing out of the deal and paying for my own meals. And it kind of just took off like wildfire and they were telling their friends about it. And before you know it, I had people across campus sending me Facebook messages asking to go on dates and be a third wheel. And then I just called myself Rent-A-Wheel and I never went hungry for 4 years.
Whoa.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
So you were like a professional wingman.
basically a professional buffer. I don't know what the deal was. I don't know if these girls just didn't have the confidence to tell a guy that they weren't interested, which made me feel bad, but at least the person had still someone to talk to who was engaging, and it wasn't like a horrible date.
Ah, all right. So, like, you were there for if it was going good, you helped, and if it was going bad...
You're like, we're out, we gotta go.
Yeah, you helped.
Basically, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna take on the entertainment here for the evening. You can just sit back. I'll charge interest later.
Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
When I was a young single man in the military, I was really good at polishing the parade boots for some reason. I just had a knack for it. So people started noticing this, and that coupled with the laziness of having to spend many hours polishing boots, I made a lot of money polishing my boots.
I would imagine. Did you have a crafty name, like Booty Boy?
No. I think that name would have got me in more trouble than
Right now, though, we're going to call a place that we don't work and say we're not coming in.
Hi, you've reached Humpty's. How can I help you?
Hey, who am I speaking with?
This is Carly.
Hey, Carly. It's me, Gary. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it in today.
Oh, okay. Let me just tell Patty.
Okay.
Patty, Gary can't make it in today. Gary, are you expecting a Gary here?
I don't know.
Are you sure you called the right place?
Yeah, this is,
Yeah. They said that they weren't expecting you in today.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm definitely not going to make it in. I think I ate some bad eggs and I got food poisoning, and just the idea of being around food today is a no-go for me. So maybe pass that on to Patty.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So good.
They're so confused right now.
Who's Gary?
Arenas, YMCAs, fitness and aquatic centers, all going to offer free admission on September 29th, if I'm not mistaken, the day they've decided to do it this year.
Okay, so September 29th is the day that I will be staying at home in my bed.
Yeah. I, by mistake, took my daughter to free admission day at one of the pools, and I didn't know what was happening because I walked in. I was like, oh, this is a longer line than normal.
People love free stuff.
Yeah.
I don't do lineups, so I'm in bed that day.
But as I get to the front, they're like, oh, it's free admission day. Just go on in. And my God, what I saw when I was in there.
Ryder does not support free swim day. Maybe the other places are great, but he's only experienced the pool.
Here's the thing. If you go to the zoo and it's busy, that's great because you can still like see the animals. You'll still be able to walk. This was just ridiculous. And it brought some people out of the woodwork I have never seen before. There was a woman in Lululemon pants.
In the pool?
Yes. There was a guy in the hot tub wearing running shoes. I don't know why he had his feet covered. But something told me that it probably wasn't good, the reason he needed running shoes in the hot tub.
He was inside the pool wearing sneakers.
Yes. Yeah, you know, he was in the hot tub. There was a kid walking around with a bloody nose that was just letting it ride. I found like 4 Band-Aids in the shower, like scattered throughout the floor. They were like different styles. They weren't the same person's Band-Aids. I don't know why that makes it worse, but it's like, no, this isn't a garbage can, everyone.
I wonder if all the lifeguards take that day off. They book it off, or they pretend they're sick. They're like, yeah, no, I'm not showing up. It's just a bunch of sardines in the pool. They'll be fine. No one can drown. There's no space.
Yeah, exactly. There was no room to swim. We were just standing together in warm water with the lady in a full outfit. Do you have an approach line, an icebreaker, like a go-to first impression maker?
Like, say you're attracted to somebody that you see often, but you don't actually know each other. What's the first thing you say to them to get the conversation going? Say it's somebody at the gym, someone you see at your local grocery store, somebody that goes to the same school as you.
Right.
How do you approach?
Mine's usually, howdy doody, buckaroo.
Oof.
And then I go, and I do the gun noise to them. The ladies love that. They love being called buckaroo. I'm kidding. That's not a good one at all. I think there's a big difference between approaching somebody when you're both in your 20s compared to 30s.
Why is that?
Because the 20s, I think there's more games involved. Often,
you're most likely at a bar.
Singles in their 20s are getting approached all the time because all they want to do is just like get together and...
Don't do sound effects.
Sorry. But it's just constant, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're at bars. Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying to find that love of their life.
Well, and they're usually hanging out in big groups of people. So you meet new people. Whereas in your 30s, I think it's harder. Your friend group gets smaller. They start branching off and getting married and having kids. And then you're like, where am I going to find someone?
Yeah, well, even potential suitors. It's like the chances that they're in a relationship when they're in their mid-30s is probably pretty good. So it's tough to approach.
I have a really good one that would work at the gym. If you see a hottie, you see them there all the time, you're mm-hmm. curious if they're single, this is what you say to them. Hey, do you know how to work this machine? Or like, how much does this bar weigh? Like guys that use the squat rack or whatever. Yeah.
Or stand behind them when they're doing like a shoulder press and just...
No, don't sniff people at the gym.
What kind of deodorant is that? Get right under there.
You know what?
Sorry, go ahead.
Asking someone what cologne they're wearing does work. AJ texted in saying, my go-to is saying, did you just say something to me? AJ says it always works. Because
really?
Then they're like, no, I didn't. And then you laugh and then it's like, how's it going? That would totally work. In the grocery aisle, he says.
No.
What?
Not for you. Don't think about using that one.
Why?
You know that you notoriously have resting B face. You always look grumpy even though you're not.
I'm just thinking a lot.
Yeah. But just even it's the way your face is shaped, I think.
What?
It like
I just look like a bee?
You know that.
The time?
Yeah.
What about when I'm smiling?
No, then you're good.
Okay.
It's just when you're not trying, your face just rests in a bee zone.
Well, you have to relax your face any chance you get so you don't get wrinkles. Duh.
Okay. Listen, I'm not... This is, like I said, a notorious thing that you've dealt with. We've had plenty of texts from people being like, saw Lisa gassing up her car. Looks like she wanted to kill somebody.
Why do people think that you're supposed to smile while you're pumping gas? It's one of the most inconvenient things you can do. I hate it.
So, if you walked up to me and we didn't know each other at the grocery store with your face. And
with your face.
And said, did you just say something to me?
Okay.
I'd be like, no, ma'am. I promise I didn't. Time for a segment we call Verbal Diaries, where we dive into the deepest and darkest thoughts that we've had. What do you got for us today, Lisa Lise?
I went for a walk yesterday, and I noticed that the leaves were falling. So instantly my mind goes to, well, I guess I should dye my hair dark and get bangs, because it's fall. And then I had to, like, finish the walk. It was a good 20-minute walk of me going back and forth, like, no, Lisa, you can't go dark. Every time you do it, you regret it.
Okay.
You look 10 years older. You look like the mom from Sons of Anarchy. Every time you go dark, you think you're cool.
Some of us don't have hair. We wish we had that problem.
You need a good, stable circle of friends to text in those moments to say, hey, guys, I'm thinking about going darker, getting bangs. And every time someone says, should I get bangs? You have to say no.
Some people look good with bangs.
No, book a therapy session instead.
Okay.
And then you'll get over whatever you're going through. And then you'll realize you look fine just the way you are. Every time you get bangs, yeah, of course they look good. But then you just try and grow them out the next week.
Right.
So that's what's on my
All
mind.
Right.
Stop me from going dark, everyone.
What's on my mind right now is just how pumped I am about how Amazing Race Canada ended up. Not only some Edmontonians, but the first ever Indigenous two-spirited couple to be on TV that I know of, just smashed Amazing Race Canada.
What?
Won $250,000. The quote from one of them that I really liked was, yeah, we've never seen a two-spirited married Indigenous couple on TV. Combined with our background, I'm a family doctor, and Anthony is a Harvard graduate, and all the experiences in between. We knew this was an opportunity to help shatter some of the stereotypes people often have mm-hmm. of Indigenous people or gay people, and we did that. So, shout out.
I love that. That gave me goosebumps. Like, if you Google them and watch YouTube clips, if you didn't watch Amazing
Race
Canada,
awesome.
They are the most likable people. You'll fall in love with them. So, big congratulations to them.
To Anthony and James, who are going to be rolling with $250,000. Checking menus before you go to a restaurant, like hitting up their website or whatever, seems to be growing in popularity. And it's not my thing at all.
Why?
Because I like going to a restaurant. One of the main reasons is I get to sit down and open that menu, and it's an empty canvas. Like my table, I can then decide what I want to get. I can ask people what they've had. I don't know. I just feel like it's part of the restaurant experience is going through the menu.
I will show up. I don't even have to open the menu. I know all the ingredients and every single thing on that menu. I know exactly what I want. I got to find out if they have garlic fingers. Otherwise, I'm choosing another restaurant.
Oh, so you use it as a, like, I'm going here. Let's look at the menu. You use it as, like, where am I going to go? Let's check the menu. See, that makes more sense to me. Sarah hit us up on the text line as well and said, as a super picky eater, I have to prepare myself when going to a new restaurant, which I also understand. But like my buddy last night, we went to Three Boars, which is a really cool tapas place just off White. And tapas, for those that don't know, is just like shareables, right? It's all kind of like appetizers. So you get a bunch of dishes to share. He had already checked the menu before we went.
Okay.
And had decided.
Smart.
The dishes he wanted. But that left all of us eating what he decided at 3 p.m. that he wanted to eat
for
dinner.
Did he make some good choices? If he started brainstorming at 3 p.m., you got to think by 7 p.m. he knew exactly.
He did know exactly what he wanted, but that's not exactly what I wanted. So I was like, okay, what's this checking the menus online thing?
Yeah, maybe tapas isn't the best for that. But if you're getting your own dish, you can't be the person at the table that's taking too long and browsing the menu and then the server comes, hey, you guys ready? No, I don't know what I want. You should know what you want. You can't let everyone else have to they shouldn't have to wait for you.
I'm the opposite. I want the restaurant experience. I'll take 20 minutes, sip on my beer, slowly decide what I'm having for dinner. Unless I'm eating with my kid, then it's like, she wants the bugs and cheese. I'll have this. Get me the hell out of here.
Right. No, but you've always been like this. You like to take your time. For example, when you drive, you like to look at the scenery and then you're going 20 kilometers under the speed limit. Like, you just drive me nuts.
If you hurry through life, you're only going to get to the end faster. Talking about if you check the menu before you go to a restaurant, and crazy on Twitter right now, the amount of people that are saying yes, they do. We just did a quick 10-minute poll, and 79% say they always check the menu before they go to a restaurant.
Sarah wrote in saying that she's deathly allergic to shellfish, so she checks just to make sure she's not going to die. And that's a valid point.
I feel that's not selfish.
Shellfish.
I actually think there are good reasons. What do you got, man?
Pros and cons. I mean, I like doing it because it gives me an idea of, am I going to go broke going to this restaurant to start with?
Checking the prices. That makes sense.
And like Lisa says, you know, do they have what I want to eat?
Okay, but like, doesn't every restaurant have a few options on there that you'd get excited about?
Not always.
That's true. Sometimes I'll go to a place that I go all the time, and I'm like, why am I here? There's nothing on this menu that I want.
Like, you that you want today.
Yeah.
But tomorrow might be a totally different story.
Okay? Maybe.
I also don't like getting excited 6 hours before I get the payoff.
Okay, I'm going to agree with you on that just because my girlfriends and I get really excited about going out for pasta.
Right.
And there's a certain dish that my girlfriends love to get. I can't think of it right now because I never get it. The restaurant was out of it. The meltdown.
They thought about
the meltdown that all of them had at the table except for me. I was like, I'm good. I'll still get what I want. Thank you.
That's it, though. You get excited all the time, then all of a sudden you're second guessing yourself. You're not thinking about like work or driving. You're thinking about what you're gonna eat. I don't know. I'm back to my original point. It's so much fun sitting down and opening the menu with like a joyous curiosity.
Yeah, it's fresh. It's new.
Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Canadian born, blended worldwide.